Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, for today, November 16th. I'm excited about tonight's show. We have Deshaun Hatcher on the line with us. And before we bring Deshaun in, I just wanted to just make mention that the call-in number for tonight's show is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. You can also join us on our tweet chat. I'm on Twitter by using the hashtag #TownBeautyLounge. And Sister Denise is going to come on and share some news. Well, pretty much we're both going to share some news. So go ahead on, Denise.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sean to the show. And welcome to the Beauty Lounge. Basically, today, my news is just all about the makeup show Orlando, which we're just returning from the makeup show Orlando and had a great time catching up with a bunch of people that we knew. And it was, I thought it was a really good turnout of makeup artists. Orlando is an interesting area where they have a lot of people that do bridal makeup. And they have like a lot of makeup artists that work in salons, of course. They do the retail thing as well. But a lot of makeup artists that work in salons and they do a lot of bridal makeup. But yet, they were sitting in, you know, all the seminars. Let's see, Renee Vasquez had a seminar, so he had a great turnout there. Morel Hollis, he had Dantzler. Bun Trisha Bastian, she had a great turnout. So it was a really good. It was a really good show. Of course, you had all of the vendors, but it seems like a lot of the vendors were educating. A lot of people on the actual product itself and the usage of the product. So that was really good to see. But mainly I just wanted to point out, because something that came up in Morel Hollis's class, and we can talk about this a little bit later, was pretty much about the differences with makeup as far as since Morel does television, the Wendy Williams show. We talked about the differences in makeup application, I guess I should say, for television as opposed to photo shoots, which he does a lot of that as well. And so I guess tonight I want to bring up the topic of, since Deshaun does, you know, a lot of print work and fashion, speak a little bit about, you know, the differences in makeup application for print work and fashion shows. So I think that will be an interesting topic to talk about tonight. But it seems like all of the makeup artists were very receptive to different, you know, genres of makeup.
Right. And I just wanted to say we had a great time. We're literally just walking back in the door, and we met so many wonderful people this past weekend. Wanted to give a shout-out to Tammy and Michelle of Embryo Leaf. Another set of twins. We were so excited to meet them. Just a lot of wonderful people. So glad to see Eugenia Weston. She's one of our favorite girls. She's so beautiful.
Yes,
we had a chance to see her. And Michael DeVellis and James Vincent and the Duke Towns. Who else did we see there? T. Tia Dantzler. We hung out with Tia. We got to sit in on Merrell Hollis and Merrell Hollis and was a keynote speaker,
Rennie,
as well as Rennie Vasquez were keynote speakers. And then we saw our favorite guy, Benny from Alcult. So that was pretty fun. Always great seeing Vinny. We've known Vinny for years and years. We've watched his daughters grow up, beautiful women. So it's great. I love going to trade shows where you just get a chance to catch up with folks and see folks that you haven't seen probably since. We said, again, the number, call in number if you have questions or comments is 914-803-4399. Welcome to the show, Deshaun.
Thank you, ladies. How are you doing?
Good.
Wonderful. Have you recuperated yet?
I think my voice finally popped back today.
Just in time.
Just in time.
I was on the phone yesterday talking to a friend of mine, and he was like, ooh, you got to get some lemon. Because my voice kept cutting out.
Oh, wow. So was the weather great in Miami when you were there? I'm sure.
Oh, girls, let me tell you, let's knock on everybody's piece of wood, because for the first year, it did not rain at all. And normally we have these rain delays, and this was, it just, everything just went so nice. I was in shock. It went so nice.
Wow. Okay, well, let's just start off with this. Give me the history behind the Cotton 24-hour renovation.
Oh, God, the history. Well, it's an idea that Cotton came up with to showcase Cotton clothing and to show that Cotton is not just a pair of jeans and socks and, you know, your linen. It's daggone near everything, including bridal gowns. So they just wanted to get the word out that it is way more than what you guys keep thinking it is. And then my phone was ringing about that. And that's kind of how it started. It started 3 years ago. I've been doing it for 3 years since it started. And it's literally 24 hours. When I tell people it's a nonstop, what seems like a conveyor belt of models, just every minute there's a new girl or new guy, excuse me, guys, on the runway, going, just doing the walk, coming back, changing, going back out, doing the walk, come back, changing. It is literally like that. And it's 1,440 looks, 1,440 complete head-to-toe cotton looks. It's amazing.
1,440 looks.
Uh-huh. 1,440.
Wow.
It's crazy. And it's
now,
very
how
hard
did you
to
get
fathom.
How did you get involved with this?
You know what? Sometimes a black girl is just lucky. And I was working with a video crew who works with the producers of the show. And one day somebody called me from the producers. One of the producers called me and said, so-and-so recommended you for this job. And I was just like, huh? I couldn't wrap my brain around what the hell they were talking about. But I'm always the kind of person to say, okay. I'm in it. Let me try it. And that's basically, I was referred. It's something that it's hard to explain to a person. Like, you'll be working 24 hours.
4 hours, right.
24 full hours. You're not going to sleep. You will be 24 hours, and you're running the whole beauty section. And that's...
Okay, so you're considered the beauty director, correct?
Yes, I'm the beauty director.
Okay. How do you prepare for a 24-hour runway show physically, and then how do you actually prepare for the actual show as beauty director?
Okay, well, I'm blessed with something called insomnia. So I'm pretty good to go for 24 hours without sleep. I'm pretty good. When it starts to kick into 40, that's when I have an issue. But for 24 hours, I'm pretty okay. So that's the first thing the Lord has blessed me with, the weirdness of insomnia. And the first time I didn't understand what I was getting into, but it basically takes months of preparation beforehand because I'm constantly looking at the trends and runway, and I want to kind of, you got to still keep it cotton, because cotton does have a brand, you know what I mean? It's not like cotton is Alexander Wang, and I could go crazy. But, it you know, so you I try to find a balance between the trends of today, the trends on the runway. If I look at all the runways, oy vey, I look at all of them, Milan, Paris, New York, London, even sometimes I look at Japan and Australia. And I'm just constantly looking, and I'm constantly gathering, making huge files of photos, of pictures, and all that stuff. And I'm constantly going through it for those months leading up to the show. So it just that's basically it. And then on top of it, you have to find sponsors to sponsor the show, and that's part of my responsibility as well. And this year, I'm doing a plug, people. This year, we had Stila Cosmetics, we had Miron Cosmetics, we had Beauty Blender, yay! We had Zoya Nails, we had Skindinavia, which I'm like obsessed with here lately, and something just happened. LA Girls came in at the last minute and gave gifts for people, which was amazing. That was so cool. And I know my brain just went completely flat. I said, Steele, I said, oh, Lord Jesus, help me, Lord. I'm somebody. I'm in the doghouse already. I'm going to have to look it up. I'm going to have to yell at it. I'm going to have to yell it out in the middle of the show.
Right.
So, yeah, so that's basically it. I tend to look at everything. I look at people in the street. Like, I'm obsessed with, like, looking at people in the street and seeing how they wear their hair and, you know, and all that. Because trends really, all that freaking runway stuff really comes from people in the street. And then the runway people try to make it sound like they made it up when they really didn't. It really comes from people in the street. So I tend to look at people in the street and what they're doing. I look at people across the country, if I can. I try to find bloggers, fashion bloggers. I look at everything. It's not much I really don't look at. I look at everything. Movies, everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so do you have the opportunity to prepare in any way with the designers? Are you having conversations with them?
No, you know what? I don't have conversations with the designers. I wish I did. But then again, there's so many of them that I would be insane. So in one way it's cool, and the other way it's not. But basically what I did for this particular show was I was able to – there were over 70 designers. So I was able to go online and see their latest collections. And then from what they did in terms of their beauty and their makeup and stuff like that, I try to pull it in for their look that were coming down the runway. So quite frankly, just having to deal with the hair and makeup by itself and then having to deal with 70 designers, I think I would be in traction right now. So this is I think this is far better not to have to kind of have the one-on-one. It would be cool to get some of their input, but as of right now, no, I don't deal with designers. No.
So how do you design the makeup looks? Are you given any information at all?
Yeah, I do. Again, this is the third year, and everything is we're all getting it together, you know what I mean? The third time is the best. This time I had the greatest opportunity to really sit down and talk to Kimmy Sussman, who is our stylist, who does the 1,440 looks. So I had the opportunity this year to finally sit down with her and say, hey, girl, what are you thinking? What are you thinking for this? What's your feel for very much like how a normal runway is supposed to go. You are supposed to either talk to the designer, or the closest thing that I can get to is Kimmy, because she's in charge of it all the clothing. And then I like to get her take on what she likes. It's the same exact conversation you would have with the designer. What do you want? What is it that you're looking for? What is the feel that you want from this particular outfit? Is there a, because it's 1,440, it's impossible for me to change them so often. Can't do that back there. So you have to pick picked the ones that you really like, the outfits that she really was like, oh, Deshaun, I have a vision. I was like, okay, girl, tell me your vision. And then she tells me the vision, and I have to see if I can implement that vision in the time that I'm given, in the time that my amazing crew, hi, crew, if you're listening, I love you. You guys know how much I love you. In the time that my crew can do it, because we don't have a lot of time. We have, like, minutes, and literally minutes. If you see a girl walk out, and in 5 minutes she had flat hair, and 5 minutes later she walks out, her hair is completely curled, and her makeup has changed because my fabulous crew back there did that. We have people who can be on one model, and we have three or four people doing hair at once. I mean, it's crazy. And then we have somebody up there doing makeup. It's crazy. So that's how it works. It's just like a nonstop thing. So depending on what Kimmy may say, oh, Deshaun, I'm jonesing for this, then I have to determine during that time if I can actually implement that into the show the way she wants it to be. And if it's not something that she wants, then I just do kind of what I want. And it only gels. Kimmy and I are kind of like oddly in sync with each other. We think everything that we both say is dope. Like, oh, that was hot. Yeah, that's hot. Yeah, let's do that. So we always jones off each other so I can kind of get her flow, and it works out pretty well.
Nice. Tell me a little bit about your crew. How many hair and makeup did you have? How many nails did you have?
There's so many crew. I mean, the main crew, the ones that are back there slaving away. Good Lord, help me, Jesus. I always lose count. I would say throughout the show, there's about 30 of them, 24 hours-wise. Everybody works on a shift. So there's about 30 of them, and then we have assistants that come in as well. There's about 30 assistants throughout the show that come in to help with nails and hair and me and makeup, and they do an amazing job. But this year, my people, and this is not a diss to my last year's people, the year before, everybody, to me, does a phenomenal job. But this year, it was just a lot of different time constraints that had happened, and they worked their magic on these models within, I'm telling you, you would never think that we only had like a half an hour to do like 15 people. I mean, it was amazing. So they pulled every trick out of the book to do it, and they were just phenomenal. I can't ask for a better crew. They were just all amazing. So that's the kind of crew that I have. And, you know, I got to do all the scheduling, and I got to do all the budgets, and I got to do all of this and all of that. But I tend to pick crew that I like. Can I be honest?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tend to pick the crew that I like.
Of course.
I have to be up for 24 hours.
That's right.
And let me tell you, when you're up for 24, even though I'm used to being up for 24 hours, when you're up for 24 hours and somebody pisses you off, it is not a good thing. So I try to keep the crew or people that I tend to like with me because we work very well. People get my I don't speak English, and I think my crew will tell you. I don't really speak English. I speak Deshaun. And so sometimes I might go, oh, yeah, and then they'll go, I got it. I know what she means. You know what I mean? Like, they get me. They get my non-language language. So it's easy for me to say something to them, and I totally get what I'm saying. So I tend to pick people who understand my sense of makeup and my sense of speaking. And they're just chill, and they're cool, and there's no attitudes, and everybody's there to work together. It doesn't work when there's, like, one person who thinks they're queen of the show. It's always best when you have people who want to be a team member. So I always tend to look for team players. That's what I do.
Right.
Deshaun,
absolutely.
Let me ask you this question. What happens if one of your crew shows up late, or one of your crew cancels at the last minute? How does that affect your show?
You know, that happened this year. I had two people cancel at the last minute, and it doesn't, you know what, it doesn't really affect it. I mean, if there was more than, let's say, if half of them dropped out, that's different. One or two people, it doesn't really stop my show. It just means that the way I tend to schedule, I don't like to overload them with too many people. In other words, I never like to give people more than, let's say, two models to work on anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never, it's never to a point where they're, I don't like to stress my team out because they're up for such a long time. They're not up for 24 hours, but they're, you know, I just don't like to tax them. They have a lot of work to do, so I tend to give two. So let's say if one person's missing, right, then that just means that one person has to work on, two people might have to work on three people. That's
mm-hmm.
it. That's not a lot. You know what I mean? So it doesn't
right.
affect. I try to make sure that it's all kind of spread out and very much equal, so nobody's really busting their behind. Oh, Sean gave me five people. Oh, my God.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it doesn't stress out my crew, because a stressed out crew is a stressed out Deshaun, so I try not to stress out my crew because they're very important to my soul for 24 hours.
Talk a little bit about some of the looks that were created.
Yeah, it depends. It goes back to the clothing. In the very beginning, the stylist, Kimmy, she wanted like something a little funky, she kept saying the words, sleek, Deshaun. I see sleek. I want it sleek. And I was like, okay. And we just came up with this really cool, to open the show, this really cool white eyeliner with a little brown smoke around the first model, Tatiana, and she just walked mm-hmm. out there like perfection, and the clothes are really kind of white and sleek, and the way Kimmy styled it was just really cool and just sleek is the way she used it. And then as the show progresses, let's say, into a more casual jeans and, jeans and sneakers, you don't do that look on them because they'll look a little crazy. So then you just kind of, you know, then you just kind of go back and start doing the all-American girl kind of look, that kind of thing. And also, like I said, I did research. I did go through every designer's website. That took me about a week. Yeah, I had to do that. So I went through every designer's website, and I wrote down key elements that I thought were interesting in what they were trying to convey, even in their, because most of them have, like, their runway shows online now, so it's not like I have to, like, do anything tremendous. So just sit there and watch. And so I was watching uh-huh. their runway shows to see where their brain was going with some of these clothing. And so even though we had, like, the simplest, let's say, garment on one of these girls, but then all of a sudden when I went to their website to see how they, let's not styled it, but how they wanted the hair and makeup for their clothing, it was kind of funky and edgy. So I tried to remember all that while I was doing the show. And so sometimes we do something just a little bit more edgy on something that was simply clean because I could tell that the designer was cool with that. You know what I mean? So
right.
I did all that kind of research to look at everything that I could find off, even Tommy Hilfiger. I wanted to see what Tommy Hilfiger did for his show because sometimes he could be kind of like, really classic and old school, like think about the Birds, the movie The Birds with Tippi Hedren. Sometimes he could be that clean line and classic. And then sometimes he's like grungy sometimes. Like the guys may not look as perfectly polished.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to know where he is in his season, how he, you know, his last show, what did that look like? Was everybody as polished as I remember? Oh, no, they weren't. The guys, you know, some of the guys actually didn't have a shave, and some of the girls didn't look like, you know what I mean? So I tried to pinpoint for each designer as I could, because it's but so much you can do back there, as I could make it different and interesting as much as I could.
Now, were the looks something that you charted out, like that you, you know, come up with the looks on a face chart or
no, you can't. It's too difficult to do face charts back there. Because that means people have to read, and ain't no time to read. I'm telling you, honey, they walk in, they walk in, and there's no time to read at all. So basically I have, oh, God, I don't know how many pictures. I have pictures. It's more of a picture thing than mm-hmm. it is a sit down and read my face chart. Or I might walk over with a picture and say, you see how these eyelashes are? I like that. That's what I want. Give me those eyelashes. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, see how her contour is here? Give me that contour. Because it's just, it's easier to do, like, flashcards, like here, you know, like, mm-hmm. instead of, like, ooh, girl, trying to give somebody a freaking a face chart, oof, that's a lot to do. That's a lot of reading. That's, like, for a fashion show. That would be, if you have 2 hours, right, to work on one girl, and I do a demo, and then you get the one face chart, you know, and you have to work off of that one face chart. You could do that. But for this kind of show, no, you can't do it with that. And most of the time what happens is they're standing up in the back as the girls line back up. So they picture this. They walk off, go around, and then they come back, strip bare, come back on the line. And then my crew is standing right there, and I go, go, get them. So they start doing their magic, start wiping that stuff off and putting new stuff on. My hair people are standing there doing it. It's crazy. It's a very crazy conveyor belt of people. So I have to kind of pick the looks on these girls that I know is going to flow easily. I can't go from like a blue eye, like a smoky black eye, and then think I can wipe that off in a matter of seconds. You know, and then make them clean. It's too difficult. It's not enough time. I never want one of the models to walk out all jacked up looking. You know, like, what is that? Did they forget to wipe that off? Like, one eye is wiped off and one eye is wiped up. You know what I mean? So I try to keep it, I guess, coordinated to, how do you say, the steps in terms of, like, are we going to do smoky eye first, and then we're going to try to wipe it off real quick and then do something else? You know, it's kind of like, it's crazy. It's a lot of planning.
It's 24 hours. What time of day does the show start?
Well, this year it started 8 p.m. So we went from 8 p.m. to 8 p.m. The first year, I think we started in, I know we started during the day. But I had to be at the tent by 1 in the afternoon. I had to be at the tent at 1. And then I didn't leave the tent until like 9:30 the night before because we were setting it up in the dark. We were setting it up in the dark. So I didn't get a chance to leave until 9:30. And then we had meetings after I left the tent when I got back to the hotel. So I didn't really go to sleep until like 3 o'clock in the morning.
And where was the venue for this?
Oh, this is, again, a very, very cool thing. It is literally on Ocean Drive and 8th, physically on the street. There's a huge stage. Yeah, I know, right? There's a huge stage. And people, if you're walking by, well, here we are. And come on and stop by and see. So it's cool. We had Jason Derulo. We had Jason, Jason Derulo, right? Is that how you say it?
I think
that's close.
Jason, I would say, I give him a two extra accents. I would say Jason Derulio, but it's not. It's Jason Derulo. And he was up there, right there, in the middle of the street, just singing and dancing.
So there's no seating for an audience.
It's like, come on by and fill it up, and everybody. Last year we did have seating, but I don't think people understood that they could sit there, so nobody sat in certain places. And to be honest, this was the first year I never got out of the tent. I stayed in the tent for 24 hours. I never got out of the tent. I had to stay in the tent. So I couldn't. I normally run around to see the show and run back, but I did not have the opportunity to go outside and see what people were doing. In terms of audience, it was impossible to see. So I don't know who was sitting. I don't know who was standing. I don't know. I know I was in the back.
That's my sister asked a question. Well, not asked a question, but she mentioned something that she asked earlier today at the makeup show in Orlando. So I would like her to kind of ask that question in regards to makeup for fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, my question is, how is makeup application different, in your opinion, for fashion versus print?
When you say for fashion, do you mean fashion runway, or do you mean...
Yeah, fashion runway, yep.
Well, fashion runway, I mean, to me, because I do fashion print, I don't feel like it varies as much. I think it would vary if I was doing fashion and then I was doing, let's say, I think there's like a difference between, I know you guys know, but there's a difference between our worlds of print. So there's print, let's say lifestyle, then there's print, you know, like the commercial, then there's print fashion. I was doing more print fashion. So to me, the two were kind of similar in terms of what I was doing. And then when you jump off the lifestyle, which so people understand, if they don't understand, lifestyle is, let's say, the girl's walking down the street and she's smiling with her kid, or she's drinking a cup of coffee and she looks natural. So there's a difference between the two worlds, the fashion print and, let's say, lifestyle-y kind of print. So for me, like I said, I did a lot of fashion, so it wasn't that much of a difference for me to jump back and forth and back and forth. I mean, I would say that fashion, when you do, let's say, the fashion print stuff and fashion runway, we can get a little wackadoodle with our looks. We can go crazy and, you know, envision, take our eyebrows out, you know, in terms of coloring and lighten her eyebrows and bleach them and turn her white and, you know, give her an afro and make her hang from the ceiling. So those are the things that you could do, let's say, in fashion print. The same, except for hanging her from the ceiling, it's the same thing you could do for fashion runway. If you think of Alexander McQueen, is like the best example of fashion runway. It was amazing what he used to do and the makeup and hair and stuff that he used to do for that. You can kind of do that for a fashion editorial. But if, again, if you're talking lifestyle, it's more clean, pretty makeup. Think CoverGirl makeup. Think, what's the other brands that I could think of? Like really, really pretty, clean, nice makeup. Is that what you guys are asking me, or were you asking me in terms of like TV?
I'm kind of, okay, the question that I asked of Morel Hollis was, you know, what he, what the difference between television and, like if he was doing makeup for television or for photo shoots. And, you know, and he brought up the whole HD thing. So that's really what I was trying to get out of him.
Oh, the HD question.
So I think for me, I'm asking more about fashion, fashion print, more so about, you know, when you're doing photo shoots as opposed to, and maybe I should have worded it that way, if when you're doing a shoot, you know, for you know, fashion print as opposed to you doing makeup for fashion runway. Application-wise, you know, what are you looking at? Like, what changes, if you're used to doing fashion print, what changes are you looking to make when you're doing fashion runway?
Oh, okay. But which you want me to get into, like, the HD world of it and all that stuff? Is that what you would like me to talk about?
If that's a part of that world, sure.
Okay. Yeah, so when I do television work and HD is involved, I'm not a heavy-handed makeup artist in the first place. So I tend to treat people very much naturally as you see them because that's what HD is all about. It's a very natural look. It's what you see is kind of what you get. So like I said, I'm not really heavy-handed with it, whereas fashion, you could be very heavy-handed. You could be contouring somebody's face to death and all those types of things. So to me, that's the difference is the fashion print, you have more of a leeway to go heavier. You have much more leeway to play with the makeup and go heavier and use crazy colors and all that. HD is something you just have to be a little bit more careful about. That's why everybody, when it first started, TV people were yelling, oh, you have to use airbrush, you have to use airbrush, because if you don't airbrush, it won't look right. And at that point, when they started switching over to HD, I had already been doing HD television for like 3 years, and I didn't understand what they were saying. Oh, you need an airbrush. It's the heavy handedness that you do that you have to be careful of when you're working on HD on HD television because it'll show up. It'll show up cakey. And we've seen it. We've all seen it. We make a brush. We look and go, why is she looking like that? What's up with her foundation? It's too heavy. You see that heavy handedness in the makeup when you see HD being filmed in HD. So you have to be careful. To me, how heavy you do, let's say, a base or a cheekbone or anything, because it just comes straight through, and it looks bad. So that's my opinion on the HD versus runway. You can, like I said, you go crazy on a runway. You can't really technically go that crazy in HD. You have to be very careful. You have to also check your monitors when you're working as well to see, oh, did that sometimes, even though they say HD is very true to life, it's also, you have to think of the lighting situation that the person's being lit in. Like everybody, including myself, is having a hard time watching How to Get Away with Murder because she's
yeah.
lit in such a weird way that sometimes her makeup looks beautiful and then sometimes like, oh, what the hell just happened? And I think it's because of the lighting situation as well because we know that show is shot in HD. And so that's what I'm saying. It's a lighting. So if you don't check the monitor to see what your person looks like, they could start to change in a weird way.
Uh-huh.
And that's something that I tend to always talk to lighting crew whenever I'm around. I'm like, yo, what is up with that blue? Why do I see blue? And then they'll, oh, let me adjust that. But you have to have a conversation with the lighting people. You have to pay attention to the monitor. Little quirky things like that. That's what I tend to do a lot. I'm a monitor girl when it comes to HD. So that's my, in my opinion. I don't know what else.
and so even during Fashion Runway, you're paying attention to the lighting, and I guess that's really what my question, I was really trying to get at.
Yeah. You are paying attention to the lighting, and I tend to think that runway lights are bright. Even when it looks dim, those girls are walking down, like they're lit very, very well. Yeah, they're lit extremely well. So you do have to pay attention to that. I have to say, yes, you do have to pay attention to the application of how much makeup you're going to put on because they are sometimes the light is white. It's like this white light because they want to make sure that the clothing, you see every detail of the clothing. So the light is normally like a bright, I talk to lighting people all the time. I love lighting people because they help me. But it's like a light, it's like a white light. It's the only way I can, that's how they explain it to me. It's a white light. It's not a warm, let's say a house, you know how you sit in your house, you have a regular old light bulb and everything's golden and yellow and everybody looks so pretty. That's not how fashion is. It's the runway is. It's white, so the clothing shows perfectly. So you get to see the coloring and the cut and the finishing of the fabric. And so sometimes, like I just did a runway show this past season, and yeah, you do have to like adjust it just a tad bit when they do their walkthrough. I don't know if everybody realizes it, but every runway show has a walkthrough. And you get to see on the monitor how the girls look. And so then I'll say, oh, let's punch up the cheeks a little bit. Oh, let's punch up the lips a little bit. Or let's take down that shine that's really shiny on the thing. So you do get a chance to look and see what's going around really fast. And then you adjust it accordingly. So that's how I do it anyway. I don't know how anybody else does it. Does that make sense what I just said?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit about product because, you know, you had all these sponsors. And I want to know a little bit about the product.
Well, this year, I think I didn't say Paul Mitchell, and I should be shot in the head because they sent so much stuff, and they were so amazing to us. I mean, good Lord, they sent so much stuff. For the hair, it was Paul Mitchell, all the way Paul Mitchell, and their stuff was amazing. And I know for the makeup, like I said, in the first, the first 6 hours, we had Stila Cosmetics. And so we all steal it out. And those, we used their 20th anniversary eyeshadow palettes, those beautiful palettes and those golds and silver. Aren't they beautiful? Oh, my God.
They are.
Oh, my God. I wanted those so badly. I was like, oh, please, Jesus, please let me have those. They're just so pretty. And so, but they're more like on the neutral side.
Yeah.
And they have that one palette with all those like blues and purples and oh my God, I could die. So we used those and I knew that I was getting those. So I could, thinking of looks for the first 6 hours of the show, I knew I'm working off of this palette. So I know, now I know. You know, let's say, it has everything underneath the sun. It has blue and black and this and that. I feel like I'm pushing, I'm a salesperson, but anybody who has those four things in their kit, you are so set. It's a beautiful kit. I use it for bridal. It is a beautiful kit for bridal makeup artists. Just stunning. Those four right there, gorgeous. So I'm stopping with the plug. But I made sure that all those colors were somewhat incorporated into all the looks that we did in the beginning of the show.
Right.
So I know what I'm getting. I study it. I play with it. I make sure that the colors are true to what I'm seeing. Do I have to wet it to make it that color? All those things come into play when I'm using it. So that Stila was one, and then Miron was the other one, and the same exact thing. Gee, what can I do with these colors? They sent some really cool colors. They sent, like, some, like, really funky neons and red lips and all these things. So we were trying to incorporate those as much as we could within the look that we had.
How do you like that, the new highlighting contouring palette? It's basically, like, some of the most popular foundation colors.
You're talking about Miron?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's it. Can I tell you the perks of the job that I get as
right.
beauty director? I get to play with makeup, okay? I get to play with it. And I am like, whenever I get something across the table, I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me see. And so that stuff was amazing. I loved it. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it went on so well. It glided on so beautifully. It wasn't like a... You know, sometimes you fight with creams.
mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes the cream wants to stay still and doesn't want to move. And this thing just glided on so well. And, you know, the girls are in that makeup for 6 hours, you know. And without
right.
us, like, we don't have the opportunity to wipe their faces clean. So it has to hold up. And it has to go from day to night in some circumstances. And it held up so beautiful. It was beautiful, I got to say. It was gorgeous on them. Just gorgeous. That's something that I personally did not have in my kit that I will have in my kit now. That's something that's
right,
like
right.
one of my favorite list things is that fact.
Right.
That sucker was gorgeous and
yeah,
cheap.
I just got it today.
I should say inexpensive.
Try it.
Oh, my God, you got to try it. It's so beautiful. I think you, especially for TV, I think you guys are going to love it.
Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait to try it.
Yeah, because I'm lazy. Like, I don't like, especially when I'm doing television, that up-down things that, you know, we do, you know, oh, she's shining
right.
again. Sit down. Oh, my God, she's shining again. Oh, God. You know, and you didn't have to do that with that product. It didn't feel like, even if the girls were
oh,
oily,
good.
And there were some models that were just oily, it did not feel as if, oh, my God, she's oily again. She's oily again.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, oh, this is nice. It's working. It's working for her skin. It's working. It's working. So it wasn't like, you know, where you have to get up and down and powder and powder and blot and blot. It wasn't like that. It held up pretty well. So I'm big on it now. I'm going to be a pusher of it.
Right,
because
right.
I really love this. Yeah, I thought it was a great product.
Right. So what about, did you guys use setting spray?
We use Skindinavia. We use Skindinavia for every, like, everything, like setting the makeup. We have the primer and we had the finishing spray. And that's my latest obsession. I'm a little nutty cuckoo over it. I know that I'm an oily, oily, oily mess myself. And
mm-hmm.
I have to say, when I use that, it set my makeup so well. I'm not saying it controlled oil, let's say, but my makeup didn't shift like it normally would, you know. It just
okay.
kind of, like, stayed put, and I was shocked. I was really shocked. I've tried some others that I like, too, but this one doesn't freak people out when you spray it on their face.
Mm-hmm.
How can I explain? Like, the other one that's my other finishing spray that's my favorite is the Face Atelier, but that mm-hmm. one is, it can be, how do you explain? It's kind of weird. It has, like, an oil look to it in the beginning, and you have to tell your client, oh, it's going to be fine, it's going to be fine. Just bear with it for 10 minutes. I swear it's going to be fine. And it goes to this beautiful, I don't know what you call it. It just sets the makeup so beautifully. But Skindinavia is one of those, swip, 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 and you're done. There's no, I don't feel like I have to explain it. I just say, close your eyes, and then click, 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 and I'm done. But it does,
right.
I use it for a wedding I just did. I use it for me. Yeah, ever since I tried it, I've been obsessed with it. And when they said they would sponsor, I thought I was going to fall out of my chair. I was like, yes, Lord. So, yeah, I love Skindinavia. I'm, like, obsessed with Skindinavia. Obsessed.
Now, I know that they were streaming live, so you could actually see it as it was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to go out to some of the websites where you can see it live? Are you able to go out there now and just maybe catch a little bit of it?
You know what's going to happen?
Any of those sites?
You know what's going to happen? The cotton organization for now, they have that website, The Fabric of Our Lives, and it's normally The Fabric of Our Lives / Cotton 24 Hours, something like that. And basically, you will see my face and Kimmy, the stylist, and they put together a whole, I guess, a montage of me speaking about the beauty, her speaking about the styling. You'll meet the cotton people. And then what will happen is, I think it's next month, you can find the show again. And you want to sit there for 24 hours and watch it, you just go right ahead. But the show will be put back on, and you'll be able to see it. But right now it's 24 hours, so it's so much to, there's just so much editing that they have to do because you don't realize it when you're looking at it, but it's a literal TV production. And so you have a lot of cameras set up all over the place. And so it's a lot of, you know, girls, you guys are TV, so it's a lot of editing and stuff like that they have to do, and then they'll put it up. So, yes, you can find it if everybody just hangs with thefabricofourlives.com/cotton24hour. I know that's long, but that's what it is. And just keep going back to that. You'll start seeing new information on the show. And then what they do during the show is, it's crazy how they do all this. During the show, they take pictures and they catalog every single look online. So if you couldn't get a chance to see it live, then you just go back and literally you can sit there and click, 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 and you get to see every single look.
Nice.
That's what they do. It's crazy.
Nice.
So there is a chance for everybody to go back and see it. In fact, the last year, the first 2 years are on there now. So if you wanted to go look at some of the past stuff, go right ahead. It's right there. But 1,440 looks, you can see it right there. It's crazy. That's why it takes about a month, I think, for them to get it up and going.
For them to edit.
Because they have to edit all that. But it will come back up. It always comes back up. In fact, I'll post on my blog, and you know me, my Facebook big mouth, I'll post it, oh, it's up again, it's up again, you know, check it out, it's up again. So everybody gets to see if they want to see, you know, how it opened. But I don't know if anybody will sit through it for 24 hours, but. It is.
Right.
It is. I don't know if I'm going to sit through it 24 hours. But it's cool. It is cool to see. I get excited. Like when the first one, I call it Tatiana walked out first. I was so excited. I get this like thing in my stomach. I'm like a mama. And I'm like, oh, my first child is walking the runway. So, yeah. So it's fun. I think it's fun for people to see and see the changes and see how quickly those girls come and go. It's amazing how they do it. I wish you could see the back. Sometimes they'll shoot back behind the scenes so you guys can see what we're doing back there.
So how much time did you actually have to change them over from the time they walked the first time, come back? They have for hair and makeup to change that look.
Okay. It depends.
Because how many models did you have again?
Actually, each shift has 15 models.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So there's only 15 models. It depends. It depends on if they couldn't find her shoes or something crazy happens back there. Sometimes I try to time it. Every year I try to time it, and it never seems to time out exactly where I think. But technically, if there's 15 models, one comes out, yes, the last one, let's say the first one comes out, comes around, boom. Technically, you should say, I have 14 minutes, technically. But then you don't because they have to change their clothes. So now take away 5 minutes. Well, I have 9 minutes. Well, technically, if something were to go wrong in terms of whatever reason why their clothes wouldn't fit, but let's say they just clothes won't fit. Each minute it goes down and down and down and down, and my crew's just standing there waiting for me to go, you know. But it just, you know, you have to take your time. So most of the time, average 5 minutes to do a whole face. To do a whole face, a whole head, 5 minutes. That's it.
Gotcha. Cool. And so you literally stayed awake for 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, I stayed awake. I talked. I lost my voice.
That's why she didn't have a voice up until today.
Yeah, I mean, it's kicking in. It's like coming and going. But, yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm literally up. I'm talking the whole time. I'm like Al Roker just the other day, who was on air for 30-some-odd hours talking. It's the same thing. Up, and I have to first of all, I'm a control freak, so I'm going to be up. There's no way in the world. And basically, I'm just making sure that things are getting done. I'm walking back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and looking at the monitors that we have in the back. I'm talking to my hair crew. I'm talking to the makeup crew. No, I want her hair this way. No, I want her makeup this way. And I'm in everything. I try to be in as much as I can because I take responsibility for that show. So if she walks out busted, I can't blame her crew. I got to blame myself. So I don't want her walking out busted. I want her walking out as pretty as we can get her. So I'm very much hands-on. I'm a little anal-retentively hands-on. So I'm up the whole time.
Now, listen, Deshaun, you talked about clothes, you talked about the hair, you talked about makeup. Tell me about the nail.
Oh, my God. This was the first year we included nails because I didn't know how to include them the first time. It's crazy. Oh, my God, the girls did amazing. The first half, we had Bernadette, and Bernadette just did her. She brought her.
You had Bernadette Hoffman's?
No, Bernadette. Bernadette, if you're listening, girl, please don't be mad at me. Your name is like going out of my head. But we had our own version of Bernadette Thompson. We had Bernadette with us. And girlfriend just hooked them nails up. She brought those really cool pointy. I don't know what the right terminology is.
Stiletto.
Thank you. So she brought those really cool stilettos. And then we had Zoya Nails as our sponsor.
Love them.
Hello.
My favorite.
Oh, my God. I am like another obsession of mine. And she worked them colors on those girls' nails. I mean, every girl's nails just looked amazing. And she did it quickly. And she did that by herself. She did it by herself.
Wow.
I was very impressed with her. She did, but next year, she ain't doing it by herself. I'll make sure she has a little help. Because she was so amazing with those nails. And the beauty of doing the runway show is this: if we're not completely done, you just tell the models, okay, look, your nails ain't finished. Just curl your fingers in, you know, and then come back around and we'll finish your nails. But it was amazing. She just did her thing. She did it. Tell you, the nails were cool. The nails were a fun, it was fun to have nails this year in the show. I enjoyed it tremendously. I know the models, it was just kind of hard for them to help put clothes on. Like, sometimes they have to shimmy into the clothes, and with the nails on, it was a little difficult. But, you know, everybody persevered, and they just did a wonderful job. And those nails were really, really cool. Really cool.
And this show happens every November, or does the date change?
It changes. I'm trying to remember the first year. I know we were in November this year. Last year we were in March, and I think the first year we were in November. Yes, the first year we were in November. The second year we were in March, and now this year we're back to November. That's basically it.
Gotcha.
Yep, that's what we did, and I prefer November only because it kind of the March show hit into New York Fashion Week, and that's very difficult to get people to sponsor because they're doing so many other things.
Right.
Yeah, it's just very difficult to get anybody to even look at especially since you don't even know what the hell I'm doing. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what?
Right.
And then you try to explain it, like, what? I don't understand. I don't know. And then they, like, dismiss you, like, get away from me, kid. It is like, you know, this year we had a really cool media package that I made up so people could see and understand it more, the totality of what the show is.
Because,
like, you know, everybody asked me, like, what? You did what? You stayed up for what? I don't understand. And I always found myself having to explain it, like, 3 or 4 times over to people because they're just like, I never heard something like that before in my life. And neither did I until I started doing it.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
So next year, do you know if it's going to be what time of year it's going to be, or have they set
a date
yet?
I don't know. I think November probably worked well, so perhaps
gotcha.
November again. I think November the first year, and then, yeah, they must like November for some reason, why we're back again in November.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say November. That's just my guess. I'm not Cotton. I don't know what they want to do, but that's just my guess of what they want, you know, the months they would choose. I hope it's not March. I hope it's November. I hope it's November. Because it also rains a lot in March, too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. In November, things are kind of settling down.
Yeah, and the weather was really good this year. I mean, this is the first year that we did it, and we did not have one rain delay, not one.
Good.
And
good.
Normally we are delayed, and it's like, oh, you got to be kidding me, the rain. And then everything, when you get delayed like that, everything speeds up into, like, double time. Because the whole point, the whole premise of the show is to do the 1,440 looks within 24 hours. So if
mm-hmm.
you are, if we are delayed, let's say one year we were delayed like a half an hour, it was pandemonium back there because it was like, go, 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 go. And the girls just, you couldn't even touch them. There was nothing you could do because they kept going around and around and around and around. It was crazy because you have to do it within the matter of 24 hours, not 25 and not 24 and a half. It must be done in 24 hours. So you don't have no time.
Let me ask you before we leave, is it hard for you to get makeup artists and hairstylists to come on board because of the fact that it's 24 hours?
You know what? The first year, yeah. Again, people are like, what? But this time around, I'm so fortunate because all I have to do is say the Cotton. I don't even have to say Cotton 24. I don't have to say anything but Cotton, and my phone is ringing off the hook. Everybody wants to work this show now. And it comes down to, like, me picking and choosing who I want because everybody wants to work the show. It sounds crazy and it sounds delusional, you know, like 24 hours. Who wants to do that? But I'm very blessed that I get crew who, from all over the world, by the way. I had a girl from Australia. Oh, my God, I heard about your show. I want to do your show. From Australia. I have people who want to do it in Detroit. I have people from California. It's crazy. Now people really want to line up. They really want to work the show. So it makes me happy that you know, because they look at it and they see it. And it's interesting.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we made the Guinness Book of World Records this year, which I was not expecting. But it was
a shock
to my sister. Yeah, I'll put a picture up on online, but I'm standing there holding the plaque with the Guinness Book of World Records. I always thought that this should have been in the book because I've never heard of anything like this before, but we did. We made the Guinness Book of World Records. Who knew?
Wow.
So I'm part of history, girls. But I couldn't do it without my crew. So I'm part of history. My crew is part of history with me. Yep.
All right. I love it.
So there you go. That's my life for about 4.5 months.
That's right, because the preparation starts months ahead.
It starts months and months ahead. As soon as I hear Deshaun, we're going to, I'm like, okay, I know what I need to do now. And I just start doing
right.
it right away. I can't wait till last minute. I have to do everything right away. But, yeah, like I said, the crew, I'm very fortunate that I'm blessed with amazing crew people throughout the years and that people are just now lining up to do the show, just lining.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody complains, and nobody's bitching, and everybody's sitting back there. We're having a good time. I try to make sure we have a good time back there. You know,
mm-hmm.
we have fun, and we joke, and it's fun. I always like my atmosphere to be fun and you know, work when I say work, but we can definitely take a break, and we can have some fun while we can. And that's what I appreciate my crew. They laugh, we joke, we tee-hee-hee, and then when I say, okay, they get me, and they go straight to work, and that's the best part. So I'm thrilled with my crew. I wish my voice was a little better, but I'm thrilled with my crew.
Well, I'm excited to have heard all about it. I will definitely keep a lookout just so that I can catch a little bit of it, not all 24 hours, but just a little bit of it.
I promise I'll post it for you guys. As soon as I see it, I'll post it so you guys can see it. Or even if you just go online and you could see the looks in picture form, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Well, then also post. Cool. Were you able to take pictures yourself?
Oh, my God, yes. That's what I've been doing this whole week. I have like 1,000 pictures that I was going through.
Oh,
and
wow.
So starting technically tonight and tomorrow, the rest of the week and the month, I'll be posting those pictures. But we have a lot of fun behind-the-scenes pictures, and we have a lot of beauty pictures, and, yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I had to give Paul, you know, I have to give every sponsor photos, and so I just gave Paul Mitchell, like, 60 photos just the other day. So it's just me going through it, and I have to give, you know, Stila theirs and Miron theirs and, Skin, you know, and so forth. So it's cool. So, yeah, I just had to take this week and just sit down and, well, first of all, I couldn't talk to anybody anyway. So I'd take this.
Right.
And, and look it all through and look it all over. That's what I was doing. So, yeah, that's it. That's what Black Girl was doing all week, flipping through this thing.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, I'm glad your voice is better. you were able to join us.
Well, thank you. No, thank you. You know how I feel about you ladies. Anytime you ask me to do anything, I'm right here for you. And I so appreciate you giving light to this show because, again, people go, what? So you giving it light, I so appreciate. I appreciate you guys just as a makeup artist in general because, again, I always say people should be listening, not because I'm on here. They should be listening and thanking you guys beyond words because this is invaluable information, invaluable. And people need to realize that, and they need to tune into this goddamn show.
Yes, they do. But you know what? Before we leave, let me just ask really quickly because maybe somebody's wondering, exactly what are you looking for in a makeup artist to work on this show? Like what are the qualifications you're looking for since you get so many?
Yeah, I'm kind of stealthy. I'm weird. Like, if somebody contacts me, let's say they contact me now. Oh, my God, the show's over. I saw it. It's great, blah, blah. I want to be on your team next year, blah, blah. I will hawk you. I will look up your work for a year to see if you've improved,
mm-hmm.
If you're any good. I do this weird vetting of people. I'm a weirdo, so I do weird things. And I'll look at you on Facebook, I'll read what people say about you. I do all those types of things to see if you'll fit into the team.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes what I will also do is, let's say you're not that great at makeup, but I think it's going to be a really cool experience for you, I will have you come and assist the first year. And then sometimes what happens is, most of the time, the assistants will get a chance to do something back there. They normally get a chance to touch a model. They definitely do because it's like one of those types of environments. And then I will watch what you do. People think I'm not looking at you, but I'm looking at everything you do. And if I feel that you did a good job, and then I go back to your website and I see you've improved in the next 4 or 5 months or something like that, then I will ask you to be part of the team, and that's what happened this year. There were some people who came on, by the way, did not get paid, and decided, I'm going to come in and I'm going to be a team player. And they did such a good job as assistants. I wanted them part of my team this year. That's how good they were. And this is what I'm saying. Like, you have to – I always try to explain to people about when you do Facebook and you do all these things, you have to be professional about it. If you're trying to – so if this is your only means of expression as a makeup artist, then that Facebook page better be professional. I better not see you're behind like Kim Kardashian because you ain't going to be on my team. I'm not all into the look at me photos. I'm all into can this person do makeup. So I tend to, if you contact me, I always keep all your information. And I always do. I always look people up to see what they're up to now. And then I will contact you and say, hey, would you like to be part of my team? That's how I do it. It's very important to me that everybody gets along. It's very important to me that everybody does their job well. And if I feel just like last year you were an assistant, this year you could be part of my team. This year you could head the team. Sometimes I have head makeup artists. This year, if you wanted to, you could head the team. But it all, I watch you. I watch people like a hawk over the years. I really do. And sometimes some people do really great makeup the first year, and honey, sometimes they fall down. And I'm like, oh, hell no. What happened? So, yeah. You have to be able to. One thing that I will say, if you want to be on anybody's team, especially a runway team, please do not contact people if you are not professional, if you don't have fabulous quality photos, and you know what you're doing. Because fashion runway is really for professionals. It's for the pros. It's not for an amateur who just got out of school, who's whatever. It's really for pros. So don't expect that you just got out of school, I'm going to do a Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week right now. You might do it, but you might be assisting. You will probably never touch a model for 3 or 4 years down the road. So it's so important that people understand that. The runway is no joke, and you've got to know what you're doing. And if you don't, oh, honey, it shows. It shows in a bad way. And I fired people. Don't get me wrong. There's been people who work for me on this show who has been fired, okay? Fired. Like, bye, see you. Like, seriously, like, I will call security and escort you out. You will not be working for me. That's how serious I am about the show. So I'm all sweetness and light, but I don't play. Like, if you can't do your job, I will just have you, I will fire you in 4 seconds. In 4 seconds, I will fire you. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm a nice person. So I can only imagine if you're dealing with somebody who's a bitch and then all of a sudden you do something wrong. Child, they will embarrass you. They'll embarrass your mother. They'll embarrass your whole family and then fire you on top of that. So you have to know what you're doing. You really do. I can't stress that enough about runway. I can't stress it enough. You have got to know what you're doing. You've got to. So it's cool. Apply for assisting jobs. Contact makeup companies who are sponsoring. And you need to do your homework and find out who they are. Find out who sponsored the last New York City Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. And then you can contact them and say, I either have a great portfolio I'd like to show you, and to be on the team, or, wow, I'd really love to assist. If I could just assist, I would, you know, and then do it that way. But if you don't have a very good portfolio, please don't bother us keys anymore. You have got to have a good portfolio. You've got to. So that's my plan. I'm sorry. You know, girls, I go.
Well, at least now they know.
Yes. Please. And by the way, I want to say one thing about fashion shows. Besides mine, because mine is abnormal, the shows that we work on, most of the time, I'm not saying most because I don't want to speak for everybody. A lot of the time, keys are not able to select their team. Your key, you get to design the look, but then you are given a team of people to come along and work for you. So when you keep reaching out to myself or whomever, and you're not getting a response, or they're saying, I'm sorry, I already have my team. One, don't take it personally, like, oh, I'm not good enough, oh, I didn't make it. A lot of times what will happen is it's not because we want these people, and it's not that we're saying that these people are bad, but we are subjected to what we are handed. So sometimes, like I said, there are shows that we are out of control with hiring. So don't take it, people take it personally like we're slapping them in the face. It's not a slap in the face. We do not control everything that you see. Those days are very over, kind of, mm-hmm. backstage of these fashion shows. You know, except for if you're Pat McGrath, you could do what you want. But
right.
For the rest of us peons, we have to deal with the makeup companies as they are. And if they have a team, we have to use their team. If we're lucky to get one person on, that's it. But that's it. So I want them to understand that, too. There's a different world going on here now than maybe they read when Kevin O'Quan was around. You still have his book, and he's talking about fashion runway. It's different. It's changed dramatically from the first show I've worked 12 years later now to this one. It's just everything's changed dramatically in fashion runway. So I don't want anybody to be all upset, and nobody call me back, and I don't understand. And it's just a different world, so... I just wanted to add, I'm sorry. You know how I go. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. Not at all. They need to know. They need to know.
Yeah, fashion runway is just different. Just
right, everybody. So have your stuff together.
You have to have, you really do. Look, I work fashion runway sometimes, and I work behind. I work. I got to tell this real quick. I work with Roshar on the show. Child, he went up there and did like 20,000 steps, and I was like, "What the hell was that?" You know, and I was just like, you know, but you have to be able to adapt, and you have to be able to make sure that the look ends up the way he did it anyway. No matter how you can manipulate it for yourself, you have to figure out, okay, I still don't know what you did, but I'm going to make sure it looks like what you just did. You have to be able to do that, and if you don't have the skills, it's not going to happen. So that's what I'm talking about. You have to just be on point, and that's why those types of jobs go to people who work or who are pros and who've been doing this for a very long, not very long time, just people have been doing it for like 3 years and able to jump online. But you have to be really on point or you're just going to get your feelings hurt. So.
Right.
Sorry, ladies.
You guys heard it. You heard it right here.
Yep.
And Deshaun doesn't play.
I don't play.
Right?
Girl, I'm a nice person. I always tell people, I'm nice. If you think I'm being mean, child, you don't know what mean is because I'm nice compared to stories I've heard. Oh, child. Oof, you will get your feelings hurt.
Wow.
So, please, people, don't play with fashion runway. Please. Know what you're doing. Right. I mean, it's like TV. I mean, it's like you guys work on TV.
Okay,
you can't have somebody walking up there.
It's the same thing everywhere else.
Yeah,
everywhere
you can't have some idiot walking up there talking about here's my phone. Okay, here's my phone. Look, here are my pictures. Here are my pictures. And then expect them to be up there working with you hand in hand.
But they
right?
do.
You can't. You know, you can't do that. And I have to say, though, working with Paul Mitchell and their students this year, I do realize I'm an older person. So I do realize when I work with young people like that, their eyes are so wide open. And they want to do so much. And they want to please so badly that they forget that there's a real skill involved. And it took, I had to flip back into kind of teacher mode because I was like, wow, they are really tripping, you know. And, you know, there's a lot of hugs going on back there because I could feel meltdowns coming, you know. And it's, you know, but if you listen to these daggone shows, that's number one, you'll learn that you just have to practice your skill and you have to be professional. And I do believe that that will get you a lot further than, yo, here's my phone, or go to my Instagram page, or, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I love the way you say that. Yo, here's my phone.
Yo.
I've had people walk up to me, yo, D, yo, 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 Deshaun, yo, check out my phone, check it out, check it out. I'm like, really? Really? And if somebody does one more time, check out my Instagram page. I'm gonna have a meltdown. I'm gonna have a meltdown. I don't want to look at your Facebook page. I don't look at Instagram.
I feel like every makeup artist, hairstylist, manicurist, whatever, needs a web presence. But I think it should be in the form of a website. If nothing else, it should be in the form of a website when it comes to wanting people to see your work. I really don't think or believe that people should have to go to your Instagram or your Facebook.
I'm not going to do it. And also, I just do realize, I really do feel like it just comes from two places. It could either come from just being mad lazy and don't want to do the homework to find out how you're supposed to go about being in this business, or just you don't know. Or sometimes people just don't know. And sometimes they hear the stories of, oh, Nicki Minaj got her makeup artist off of YouTube, then that's what I'm going to do too. And it's like, no. That's an anomaly. That's not normal. And it's like,
right.
You know,
and how long do people really think that's going to last, though?
I know. How long does something like that last? I don't know if that young lady's still doing her makeup. I doubt it.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But I just think it comes from a lack of knowledge sometimes with people. I'll run up to people and they talk to me as if they are, and this is not a, well, maybe it is a diss, I'm not sure. they talk to me as if they are makeup artists, right? So when I start asking them, like, normal questions, like, oh, yay, what's your website? Oh, I don't have one. I have Instagram. Then I'm like, well, you're not professional. I'm just wasting my 5 minutes talking to you. Because it's like you're not a professional artist in my eyes. You have to have a website. How could you not have a website? How could you not know about a book? How could you not know about a website? How could you not know about that if you want to be in this business?
And well, so, you know, you mentioned you didn't know if people were just lazy or if people just didn't know.
Right.
And I think, you know, there are a lot of people who are just straight lazy, but then there are a lot of people who don't know, but yet.
Yes.
So,
which makes them,
basically,
I guess, lazy.
Lazy. Yes. Yeah.
I guess
really
makes them lazy. But yeah, I'm just always floored when I talk to people and youngins or oldins or whatever the hell they are, and they don't, you know, like check out my phone. Like, really, you want me to look at your phone? Really? It just drives me crazy. It just drives me. It makes me stay in my house. That's what it does. It makes me not want to go outside because it's too much of this minutia of I want to be a makeup artist, and everybody and their mother is a makeup artist, and, you know, I could help you, girl. You know, let me do this for you, girl. And it's like, you're not doing anything for me. You don't even know a terminology. I don't know how I'm supposed to talk to you. It's just very, very difficult. And it wraps back around to being professional, wraps back around to being on somebody's team. You've got to understand what somebody's saying to you. It's like I always say, I normally use the word base. Go base her face up. That's what I normally say. And I've had people look at me and go, what is that? And I'm like, oh, my God. Put the foundation on her face. Oh, okay. It's like, okay. You've got to know different terminology. You have to learn other words other than what you know. You have to branch out. There's so much to this business that I really wish that people would start to pay attention to, like your show. I really wish people would start paying more attention. And you should have, not because I'm on here, but you should have a lot of people just on here asking a million and two questions. You know, every single time I'm on here, I'm like, ain't nobody got no questions, really.
You're right, because there are tons of people that listen to the show.
I'm at a loss. I just don't get it. And there's like, I mean, when I first started, we didn't have you.
We didn't even have us.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
When we started, we didn't have us.
Oh, my God. That's so true. I mean, we didn't have you guys. You didn't have you. Yeah, we didn't have the makeup show. We didn't have any, and now I only started like 13 years ago now, and I'm like, we didn't have any of this stuff. I had one message board to go to, and there were a bunch of evil people. And it was still, like, I still had to work that message board so I can find out as much information as I could. And it was just so amazing to me how you have everything at your fingertips in terms of the Internet, and you won't look it up.
Mm-hmm.
You have blogs. How many bloggers are there telling you what to do and everything? And nobody is paying attention to that. And then when they walk up to you, yo, check out my Instagram, and then when you say something back, they get an attitude with you, and it's just sort of like, wow, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My mind cannot, I just can't wrap around this whole thing. That's why.
Yeah, they show you their pictures and want your honest opinion, and when you give them your honest opinion, they get upset.
They get very upset, and I get it. I mean, look, we're all artists, and every little thing that we do, especially in the beginning, that's our baby. Like, what do you mean? When I took one of my favorite photos to a photographer, and he couldn't stand it, he was like, that's terrible. And I was like, oh, my God, he just crushed my life into 1,000 pieces. Oh, my God, you know. And then, you know, I write about this on my blog. It's like, okay, so you don't like it. Now, I said, instead of him crushing my spirit into a million pieces, I want to know why. It's sometimes,
right,
if you just simply go further with the question,
right,
you know, don't let, because somebody says to you, I don't like that, don't just take that. Ask why. Why don't
right.
you like, what did, either what did I do wrong? What, and the thing about my shot that he couldn't stand, because he was so flippant with it. He looked at the picture. I thought it was the best picture I ever taken at the time. And he looked and he goes, I don't like that, and threw it down on the table and moved on to another picture. I was floored. And so if I didn't ask him why specifically you don't like that shot, I think I may have quit. And the reason why he didn't like the shot was because he said the angle of her face, you could slightly see up her nose, and that drove him crazy. That's why he didn't like the shot. So it's one thing to get defensive, but you should don't get defensive until you get the whole story. Like, calm down. If you're asking a professional for their opinion, then you have to keep asking, like, oh, well, Denise, why don't you like the shot? Can you explain to me why? Use it as a learning experience instead of being so hurt by it. Use it to learn. And a lot of times these people don't do that. A lot of times they get so defensive and they get angry as if we've stabbed them or something. So that's my little thing. Ask why. I'm always into why. Because that's the only way you're going to get over it. It could be something as simple as, let's say they show you a picture and everything is perfect except that lip is weird, like you lined it in a weird way, you don't like it. But if you just said to them, well, I really don't like that shot, and then they go, shit, she don't know what she's talking about, I'm leaving. Instead of asking you why, you could have simply said, you know what, you got to learn how to line the lips a little bit better, this is really off. Then the person can go back and say, oh, I just need to learn how to line. But so many people, and this has happened to me in the last couple of years, they get so angry. It's amazing how angry they get. You know what she's talking about, this bitch. You know what she's talking about. It's like, wow, really? It's crazy. It's crazy the responses I get when I say, you know. And then I'm the actual type of person who will sit down and explain why I don't like it. So it's not like I just go, I don't like it. I go, you know what, if you could just line the lips, she don't know what she's talking about. She don't know. I know what I'm doing. It's like, well, if you know what you're doing, why are you asking me? It's an air of something that's going on in our business that I don't quite understand. I just don't get it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's something that's going on. I think maybe because people see all the glam squads popping up and think that it's that simple to do, and it's not as simple as it looks.
Well.
All right, I'm ending my sermon.
We'll save the rest for the next time.
Yes.
So much more to talk about. I mean, it's just so much going on that, you know, you can say a whole lot about a whole lot of things. You know, sometimes I look at, and I'm just going to say this quickly, then I'm going to go. But, when you go to the different trade shows, and we try to hit so many of them, but, you know, you go in and you have these speakers, whether they're keynote or whether they're just doing, whether they're speaking like on the showroom floor or what have you. Sometimes you go to these shows and you see that the target audience of these shows, like a lot of times they just don't know who some of these people are. And then some of the artists that can pack a room are the ones that sometimes I feel like are the ones that are very, very popular, like on Instagram or YouTube, you know. You might hear us, sometimes we would always say, like, for instance, we would be at IMAX and Dick Smith would come in and no one would run over to him except us, because just as soon as we see him, we run over to get our annual, you know, picture with him. And all the people standing in line wrapped around the hallway for, like, the biggest YouTube sensation. You know, totally just did not know who Dick Smith was. And it's like, I understand he was before their time, you know. Well, he was before mine as well. But I knew who he was. You know, so sometimes, you know, when you go to these shows and you see that kind of thing, it really bothers me because I feel like, you know, some of these artists aren't taking the time to know their history and to know some of the people who paved the way before us. They're just going on popularity of someone who's on YouTube or, like I said, or Instagram. I just think it's kind of sad. So I just really feel like you know, I'm hoping that that will change. We'll
but
see.
Do you think it's going to change because they keep putting them up on podiums? Like,
well,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You keep putting them up there, and then what do you expect? I mean, I guess that's my whole thing, is like you keep putting people up there who really haven't been in business that long, but who have amazing opportunities. Good, good, yay, yay. But you have, like, a huge Instagram following. Like, should they be up there? You know what
I think that makeup artists, makeup students, are going to become so well educated, which I hope anyway. They're going to be smarter, and they're going to realize that, oh, maybe that wasn't the best person to learn from. But, you know, they're going to be you sound a little muffled.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Yeah, you sound a little muffled.
I think they're breaking up.
Yeah.
I think we lost her.
Yeah, I think so. All right. Well, maybe this is a great place to end.
I'm sorry. I got to do one more plug. I am doing a timeline on my blog that will get people to see what the hell I went through for 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
And if I don't say that, somebody's going to kill me. So, yes, I'm doing a whole timeline. So by, I'd say, Wednesday of this week, it should all be done, and you'll see the sufferings of a beauty director.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Oh, and last two things. I am also a writer now for Hype Hair and Today's Black Women. So look out for a couple articles. Yeah, I got to push, you know. So look out for a couple articles for me in those two magazines, I think December and January of this year, this last, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
And I swear that's it. That's all the pushing. I promise I'd push, so I'm pushing.
You pushed enough.
And I appreciate you guys beyond words.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate your support. I appreciate you coming every time we ask. I really, 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 really do. Thank you so much.
Thank
I just
you.
Want to shout out really quickly, because I didn't say her name earlier, but this is my girl. I love her. Just wanted to say it was great seeing Sean Richards at the makeup show in Orlando as well. And then Matt from Friends, great seeing him as well. So wanted to shout them out really quickly. So thank you guys again for tuning in tonight. Thank you again, Deshaun. Thank you for all those people who are listening by phone. I can't see who's listening online, but I can see all the people on the phone. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for your continued support. I saw Sharon Tina out there. I saw Tiffany out there. Thanks, Tiffany, for the tweet. I saw Viola. She was on tweeting as well. So thank you all. Again, I love you guys. Stay tuned for next week's show. We have Morrell Hollis. It's funny that Morrell was in Orlando as well, but we booked him before Orlando. So he's definitely going to be on next Sunday night. So tune in for that. Just continue to tune in every Sunday night for more great inspiration and information. All right. Everybody have a wonderful and blessed week.
Bye, guys.